From NPR News, this is Day to Day, a warning from the United Nations about food. Global supplies are at low levels and prices are soaring, and that could mean some countries will face food shortages. Marketplace's Janet Babin is here now. And Janet, how low are the supplies?
Well, Madeline, says the UN says they're very low. Cereal reserves are down drastically and wheat stores are down 11%. And that's the lowest level that wheat stores have been at since 1980. And corn is also near record lows, too.
And how did this happen?
Well, the UN says there's a confluence of factors going on here. One official quoted in the International Herald Tribune called it the perfect storm for the hungry. There have been production shortfalls, and that's because of bad weather or climate change or both, and because more crops are going to biofuel production as oil prices rise. Additionally, people in some parts of the developing world, right, are becoming wealthier to some extent, and those people are eating more meat. So we've got more grain that ends up feeding animals instead of feeding people. And meantime, prices are rising, too. Wheat prices are up more than 50% from last year. And because of higher oil prices, it's costing countries a lot more to get food shipped in. So in response, farmers have planted more. Winter planting is up, according to the UN. But the Food and Agriculture Organization of the UN, the FAO, wants to warn countries that next year's food levels could fall drastically short unless some sort of precautions are taken. I spoke to Abdelreza Abbasian today. He's with the FAO, and he says the group is going to spend $70 million to help farmers, especially in 37 countries that have been identified to be at risk.
Farmers have to be helped, especially in the poorer of the poor. Help with seeds, help with fertilizers, facilities that will encourage them to actually grow more and benefit from high prices so as to increase their income and also make their country less dependent on world markets.
And Janet, why is the UN putting out this message now?
It is an urgent message, Madeline, and Abbasian says that the FAO was criticized back in the early 70s for not forecasting an extreme food shortage that happened at that time. So now they're especially sensitive and they want to get the word out. And it's big fear, the UN's big fear, is that production's down and any kind of weather event that happens this year could make things worse and really cause a global crisis. The group wants to avoid that.
And any good news coming out of this report?
Well, the group wants to point to a success story, Malawi. They say the country has managed to boost local food production by giving farmers vouchers for seeds and really helping and concentrating on local farmers. That plus they had some good rainfall the past year. So the FAO wants to point out that it can be done. A crisis can be averted here.
Thank you, Janet. That is Janet Babin of Public Radio's Daily Business Show Marketplace. Marketplace is produced by American Public Media.